USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Trump is signing the Great American Outdoors Act, which he calls a truly landmark piece of legislation aimed at preserving the country's majestic national wonders, priceless historic treasures, and national parks.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
After spawning tornadoes from North Carolina all the way through Virginia and Maryland, Tropical Storm Isaias is continuing its trek north. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Isaias has moved through the Mid-Atlantic states more quickly than earlier expected, now moving up into New Jersey as well as southern New York.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan agreement for a new stimulus plan. The popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses, will stop giving out loans as of this weekend if Congress doesn't pass an extension. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, though, does believe an agreement can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we come to a negotiated compromise. The Republicans have put forth a robust plan to fund our school districts to make sure that our kids can safely get back to a learning environment. I know that's important for students in my district. We're also ensuring that the incentive for folks is to get back to work rather than the rubber stamp continuation of the pandemic unemployment insurance until January.
The Trump administration announced on Tuesday they're awarding more than $35 million in Justice Department grants to organizations that provide safe housing for survivors of human trafficking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The cause of the Southern California apple fire has been found, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
A vehicle malfunction is behind a large Southern California wildfire that has forced the evacuations of thousands and is threatening hundreds of homes. In a statement, state and local fire officials said multiple eyewitnesses saw diesel-fueled vehicles emitting burning carbon from their exhaust system on Friday afternoon in the small Riverside County community of Cherry Valley, roughly 80 miles east of Los Angeles. What began as several spot fires has grown into the 26,450-acre apple fire.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Darren Wyatt is a public information officer for Cal Fire. He explains what's at risk of being destroyed in this fire.
Some of the television stations actually have their transmission towers up in this area, and there are also some water districts that have some of their pump stations, etc., in the area. So protecting those assets is key.
Nearly a dozen Catholic churches have been targeted with alleged arson, vandalism, and other attacks in recent weeks. Some cases are under investigation. Other charges have been pressed. In one of the most recent cases, a Missouri man has been charged with assault after he allegedly attacked two people who say they were praying the rosary alongside a rally that was protesting a Catholic statue in St. Louis. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.